Sharp WBT-FM, Chester. News every 30 minutes. And when it breaks, Charlotte's News Talk 1110 WBT at 99.3 FM and WBT.com. Your breaking news, weather, and traffic station depend on it.
I'm John Stokes, live at the 24/7 WBT News Center with a 10 o'clock report. Your top story, an Oscar winner with a tribute to the troops. Best Director winner Kathryn Bigelow accepting her Oscar last night for the Iraq War movie The Hurt Locker.
And I'd just like to dedicate this to the women and men in the military who risk their lives on a daily basis in Iraq and Afghanistan and around the world, and may they come home safe.
The Hurt Locker picked up 6 Oscars in all, including Best Picture. More news coming up. First team coverage of WBT traffic and weather together.
No problems right now. Things are moving pretty well on the interstate, 77, 85, 485, and Independence Boulevard. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 10s during Charlotte's morning news. Joe Larson, News Talk 1110, WBT Time Saver Traffic.
WBT AccuWeather, mostly sunny, 66 today, clear and 37 tonight. Complete forecast is just 4 minutes away. WBT News Time, 10:01. Hunting the cause of a classroom building fire on the Winthrop campus this morning, it's forced officials to call off classes for the day. Officials say the fire destroyed the roof of the building, Owens Hall. School officials say it'll be several days until they're able to get inside and hunt for the damage. One firefighter slightly hurt. Hickory man charged with raping a woman and carving the word mine on her stomach. 41-year-old Keith Caldwell due and make his first court appearance today in connection with the alleged attack on his girlfriend. 2 people sitting in the Cabarrus jail for their part in the high-speed police chase early this morning. Concord Police Department spotting a suspicious van in the business parking lot around 3 a.m. Driver took off. Chase went into Charlotte and back into Cabarrus, stopped sticks in a so-called pit maneuver. Bumping the vehicle forced it to stop. Raleigh police not ruling out the possibility an assault on a state education board member was a random crime. The 62-year-old Kathy Taft found seriously injured inside the home of a Raleigh attorney. Big rock slide closes a 17-mile stretch of I-70 in western Colorado. Huge boulders punching holes in a bridge, but nobody hurt. Now your WBT Money Watch from Diamonds Direct South Park, the Dow in the first half hour down 7. NASDAQ is up 2. For more news on demand, log on to WBT.com. Keyword news, WBT News Time, 10:03. Up next, traffic and weather together and the Keith Larson Show.
Breaking news, weather, and traffic station. News Talk 1110 WBT. Depend on it.
63.
Your breaking news, weather, and traffic station. Charlotte's News Talk 1110 WBT at 99.3 FM and WBT.com.
News Time, 10:05, team coverage of traffic and weather together.
WBT Time Saver Traffic brought to you by Bojangles Famous Chicken and Biscuits, I-77, I-85, I-485, Independence Boulevard. All moving pretty well, no problems blocking travel lanes. Do have Back Creek Church Road scheduled to be closed now between University City Boulevard and Hanbury Boulevard through May 17th for road improvements there. Consider McLean Road as an alternate. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 10s during Charlotte's morning news. Joe Larson, News Talk 1110, WBT Time Saver Traffic. Now the updated AccuWeather.
Lots of sunshine up to 66. Tonight stays clear. We'll drop to 37, and the clouds will slowly increase tomorrow as we get to 64. Cloudy most of Wednesday with spotty showers, high 65. There's a good chance we're going to have a dose of rain on Thursday, mid-60s again. A couple showers are probably going to linger into Friday. I'm AccuWeather's meteorologist Maggie Johnson on News Talk 1110 WBT.
55 degrees for news on demand anytime. Log on to WBT.com. Next news at 10:30. Breaking news at once. I'm John Stokes live at the 24/7 WBT News Center.
Where Charlotte comes to talk.
Larson.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while. You could miss it.
News Talk 1110 WBT presents The Keith Larson Show.
Someday he'll make a fine moose.
He's a real little dickhead.
Pardon me if I laugh.
All right, well, we had a conversation a couple of weeks ago, still up on the website, with Jabril Huff. And the next guy we're going to talk with has accused people like Jabril of being in denial about the cancer of radical Islam. News Talk 1110 and 99.3 FM WBT. Keith Larson, second hour this morning. Next hour, Susan Burgess. Bring back the red light cameras. Because it was such an ingenious idea. First time around. All right, on the telephone with us now, this is a gentleman we've wanted to be able to hook up with for a couple of weeks. His name is Zudi Yasser. I think I'm pronouncing his name correctly. He is a doctor, medical doctor. He is president and founder of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. He was in town a couple of weeks ago at the town hall that Sue Myrick, Congresswoman, had with and for local Muslims, and very visibly Jabril Huff, as he acknowledged that he is a spokesman, Muslim for the Islamic Center of Charlotte. Jabril, we talked with in the studio here the day after that town hall. And, of course, that's when we talked with Jabril about who owns his Islamic Center, the North American Islamic Trust, and so on. And, well, like that one account of the story said, that Jabril imploded. But that conversation, the video from it, is still up on the Larson page at WBT.com. This Dr. Zudi Yasser was at the town hall as well. He's not from here. I think he's from out west. He was invited by the Myrick people to participate in this, another view, I guess you could say. And at least in one-line fashion, he has, it is reported, accused many moderate Muslims, including those in the audience at the town hall, of being in denial about the cancer of radical Islam. And I'm hoping I'm pronouncing the name correctly, and if I'm not, please correct me, Dr. Zudi Yasser. Good morning.
Good morning, Keith. It's nice to be with you. It's Zudi Yasser. Thank you.
Yasser. Thanks, and welcome to News Talk 1110 WBT. I appreciate you being here. How is it? So you were here in Charlotte for the town hall, but are you from out in Arizona or something?
Yeah, our organization is based in Phoenix. I practice medicine in Phoenix, Arizona. We formed AIFD after 9/11 to counter not the tactic of terrorism, but the ideology that fuels that. And our work has taken us nationally. I've spoken at mosques in Columbus and Florida. I've been to Chicago and spent some time in Washington working with this issue at length.
And you were here a couple of weeks ago at this town hall. And in addition, you say you are a doctor, a medical doctor. I have some information here that says that you are a former lieutenant commander in the United States Navy, and you are a medical officer in the Navy.
Yes, I was on a Navy scholarship through medical school, and my parents escaped Syria to come to the United States. And as I mentioned at the town hall, I've always grown up as a devout conservative Muslim and been taught by my parents that I could practice my faith more freely here than I could anywhere in the so-called Muslim world. And what's happened is a lot of these radical organizations like Al-Qaeda, Hamas, Hezbollah have come out of an ideology that we tried to escape from. And I'm finding that we've had to rededicate our efforts to counter that. And if we don't do it from within the community, people are going to start to perceive that the problem is the faith rather than the solution being the faith.
Well, now, wait a minute, just right there. And I have a lot that I want to ask you about, and I do appreciate you being here, Dr. Yasser. But when you say Hamas, Hamas is not so bad. They haven't attacked the United States.
Well, that's interesting. That's exactly what Mr. Huff seemed to say on behalf of the community. But, Hitler used to make the trains run on time in Germany, and that doesn't mean that it was good for the Germans. The bottom line is that they do these things, and they bring followers and sheep in to follow them because they have a sense of trying to do some charity, et cetera, and then the leadership then exploits that and has a primary agenda, which is a theocratic, oppressive, autocratic agenda. And if you look at Hamas, the basis of their ideology is an anti-Semitic, non-pluralistic, not only anti-Israeli, but they are intolerant to any faith. The population of Christians in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip has gone from 20 down to 2%. So It is an intolerant type of ideology, and it's rooted in political Islam that has come out of the Brotherhood. Hamas is an offshoot of the Brotherhood. And I think one of the interesting things that Mr. Huff and his colleagues seem to snow the media with is that they say, well, we're not part of the Brotherhood, et cetera. Well, what's happened is the Brotherhood has morphed over the past 50 to 100 years into hundreds of different organizations. And Mr. Huff's connections to the Islamic Political Party of America and the Jamaat al-Muslimin, these are all groups that have the same ideology. It's almost like talking about communism. He could say that, well, I'm not part of the Soviet communists, but, you know, he could be part of the Cuban or the El Salvadorian ones, and it would still be part of the same ideology. So the common thread with all of what I heard and I've seen in his interviews is that he's part of political Islam.
And, yeah, exactly, the comment about Hamas not being so bad. When Jibril was in here the day after the town hall, that's one of the many genius comments that he made that day, was that Hamas is not so bad. They haven't attacked the U.S. And as for everyone else, you know, just merely being indicted, well, you're innocent until proven guilty. And just merely being named an unindicted co-conspirator, well, that doesn't mean that you're guilty of anything. We had quite a conversation with Jibril, and we have asked him to be with us today when we're talking with you, but we haven't heard back from him, which is a little unusual. We've known Jibril and talked with him occasionally for, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years almost, something like that. And honestly, he always impressed me more as, I don't know, an ineffectual kind of a useful idiot. Honestly, I don't know where he's coming from, kind of thing. He never seemed to me to be, you know, personally threatening in any kind of a way. But I have to say, when he was in here a week or two ago, and we talked with him about the North American Islamic Trust and who owns his Islamic Center and about Hamas and some of this other stuff, I have to say that he seemed as much more than merely a useful idiot, but as very much a willing, kind of gaslighting, kind of dupe front for some of these people and organizations in a more nefarious way than I think I used to think of him as. Do you have any comment on that?
Yeah, I think your latter description is much more correct, because this is an individual that's not a private citizen that somebody pushed and thrust into the public setting. This is an individual that has clearly over the past few years made alliances with people like Ali Rashid from the Jamaat al-Muslimin, and he's also started a party called the Islamic Political Party of America. And as much as he says, well, it's just a political party, they have in their websites basically saying that they don't get involved with the kafir system. And kafir in Arabic means the infidel, the unbeliever, the atheistic systems. So they have verbiage that he has been a part of. There's an interview from January 09 that he's talking about Hamas on Channel 9 locally there in Charlotte, and he's holding the Final Call newspaper, which is the newspaper to Louis Farrakhan's racist or radical anti-Semitic organization, and he's using it to say this is what the media is missing, and as if that's a great source of information. So this individual is pretty slick. He knows how to what's called dissimulate, which is in the West, many of these Islamists pretend to be one thing to the non-Muslim population, and then internally they're very oppressive and autocratic. I mean, I'll tell you, having been there and I came to the town hall to not only support Congresswoman Myrick and all of her good work, which I will tell you, as a Muslim, these groups offend me. And they offend me because I want to see a community that my children can be proud of, that is not in conflict with American principles, that doesn't say one thing publicly and do something else privately. I mean, he told you on the air that he pulls the coat, whatever that means, of Brotherhood people, but yet never said one thing that was clear moral standing and character against radicalism. And there's such a lack of moral consistency. And they do this moral equivalency dance that clearly makes it obvious to me that he's not a useful idiot. He is actually a front for an ideology that wants to protect itself from scrutiny. And that's why he didn't respond to you to appear on with me today. And because they don't, he can't call me an Islamophobe. All of his normal mantras of trying to claim victimology go away when you realize that in the Middle East, Keith, this is the debate that's going on repeatedly.
All right, hang on, Dr. Jasser. We'll get into that part of the debate, and you're right. You know, I gave Jabril every opportunity that I could when he was here a week or two ago to try to distance himself in any way from these groups, and he clearly didn't do that. But hang on, a little break and much more.
Where Charlotte comes to talk.
Coming up with Dr. Zudi Jasser. I want to talk more about Jabril and the Islamic Center of Charlotte, North American Islamic Trust, and also... is it Islam or is it these groups? Where is the sickness? We'll get into that.
Keith Larson, now. At noon, it's Rush. At 3, Tara Surfaces on Charlotte. News Talk 1110 WBT at 99.3 FM and WBT.com.
WBT Time Saver Traffic brought to you by Bojangles Famous Chicken and Biscuits. Things are moving along pretty well on the interstates. No problems right now. 77, 85, 485 or Independence Boulevard. South Boulevard still scheduled to be reduced to one lane each direction between Arrowwood Road and Sharon Lakes Road through April 2nd. Consider Park Road as an alternate. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 10s during Charlotte's Morning News. Joe Larson, News Talk 1110, WBT Time Saver Traffic.
Al Sharpton goes out and in the front door. In and out the front door. Dalai Lama next to the garbage.
Rush. Limbaugh. Weekdays at noon.
Kill the music.
News Talk 1110 WB.
Charlotte's News Talk 1110 WBT. At 99.3 FM and WBT.com. Keith Larson.
Okay, with Dr. Zudi Jasser, founder of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy, and he was at the Muslim town hall, quote-unquote, here in Charlotte a couple of weeks ago. And, Doctor, you were talking about, and we mentioned the Islamic Center of Charlotte, and one thing I want to ask you about there, and I do, I want to get in also to is it the religion, is it Islam, is it these groups, is it their agenda? The Islamic Center of Charlotte, when Jabril was here, we showed him the deed to his place there, which is held by the North American Islamic Trust, and we talked about them as an unindicted co-conspirator in largest terrorism finance case in the country out of Dallas. And, of course, he minimized and downplayed all of this in a variety of ways. You're obviously familiar with that group, the North American Islamic Trust?
Yes, I am. It's a... What in Islam it's called a waqf, or a financial holding company for the entire arm of political Islam for the Brotherhood. And it is used in the United States as part of the Islamic Society of North America to be a holding arm for many of the mosques. So they hold deed to title of over 50% of the mosques in the United States.
And when you say the Brotherhood, the Muslim Brotherhood, the... this is a concerning thing, or this is nothing more than a financial holding structure?
Well, I think it's very important that we talk about some distinctions that's important, that the Brotherhood has evolved itself over the past 20, 30 years. They used to clearly advocate for violence and terrorism, and now their headquarters in London and they're based in also in Egypt have renounced terrorism, and they're trying to do their changes towards Islamic states all over the world peacefully through quote-unquote democracy and elections. So it's very easy to listen to people like Huff and others and hear them condemn violence and think they're fine, but at the end of the day, their vision of society is a theocracy. It's one based in the source of law being the Quran and one religion, and not similar to our society that's based in one law that has an establishment clause. So the Brotherhood is basically the central nervous system of political Islam all over the world. It was started in Egypt but has metastasized and spread through to Europe and to Indo-Pakistani area and makes alliances where it can.
Is that from a Charlotte perspective, is that a concerning thing that the Islamic Center of Charlotte is owned by and affiliated with this group?
It's very concerning, because what happens then is he tried to deflect it and say that, well, they help us maintain so that nobody can come take over the mosque. But what it is, it's sort of like the difference between state rights and federal rights, in that you know that you have a central group that can come in and control what's going on, what's being said in those mosques, and see if they will say anything against the Brotherhood or criticize political Islamic ideology or the Islamic State's ideas, which really is a separatist movement. And this is really the underlying tone I'd want your listeners to start to see if they can pick out from the things that, that Huff says.
Well, hang on 1 second in terms of what Huff says, Dr. Jasser. Mark, could you punch up line two there? Line two, Mr. Huff.
Yes, this is Mr. Huff.
Jabril Huff, good morning, and welcome back to News Talk 1110 WBT. Say hello to Dr. Zudi Jasser.
Well, I would like to say to Dr. Jasser, Jasser, whatever his name is, I'm not calling him an Islamophobe.
Jabril, hold on.
It's Munafik.
Jabril.
I think he knows what that
Jabril,
is.
Jabril, hold on. Just say hello.
Good morning, Keith.
Good morning. And Dr. Jasser, I take it you know Jabril Huff?
I did not meet him personally, but now it's nice to make your acquaintance, Jabril. Good morning.
All right. You seem to know me, all the rhetoric and stuff you've spewed over the Internet, but you don't really know me at all.
All right, Jabril, hang on. Dr. Jasser, you can hang on?
Sure, absolutely.
And Jabril, you can hang on?
Yes.
I can certainly hang on.
Charlotte's News Talk 1110 WBT at 99.3 FM and WBT.com. News every 30 minutes. And when it breaks, Charlotte's News Talk 1110 WBT at 99.3 FM and WBT.com. Your breaking news, weather, and traffic station depend on it.
John Stokes live at the 24/7 WBT News Center with a 10:30 report. Your top local story. Officials say it could be a while before they nail down the cause of a weekend fire that heavily damaged a main classroom building on the Winthrop campus. One firefighter was slightly hurt in the two-day ordeal at the three-year-old Owens Hall. Classes canceled on the Winthrop campus today. Officials assess how they're going to make do without the damaged building. More news coming up. Team coverage of WBT traffic and weather together.
WBT Time Saver Traffic brought to you by Bojangles Famous Chicken and Biscuits. Things are moving well. No problems blocking travel lanes on the interstates or Independence Boulevard. Back Creek Church Road scheduled to be closed now between University City Boulevard and Hanbury Boulevard through May 17th. Consider McLean Road as an alternate. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 10s during Charlotte's Morning News. Joe Larson, News Talk 1110, WBT Time Saver Traffic.
WBT AccuWeather, mostly sunny, 66. Our high today, clear 37 tonight, partly cloudy 64 tomorrow. It's 56 degrees, WBT News Time, 10:32. Pakistani officials are reversing their earlier claim. A detained man is the Taliban's American-born spokesman, Adam Gadan. They say this guy they've got has a name similar to an alias used by Gadan. Oscars last night and the year's big movie doesn't dominate. Avatar's taken in $720 million, but sees The Hurt Locker win Best Picture and the most Oscars overall with six. Now your WBT Money Watch from Diamonds Direct South Park. Dow up 2, NASDAQ is up 3. This news sponsored by Max Speed Shop. For news on demand, log on to WBT.com. Next news at 11, breaking news at once. I'm John Stokes, live in the 24/7 WBT News Center.
On News Talk 1110 WBT.
Do I know what I'm doing today? No. But I'm here, and I'm going to give it my best shot.
Keith Larson.
Yes. All right, on the telephone with us is Dr. Zudi Jasser. He's the president and founder of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. And he is speaking out against what he calls radical political Islam and the groups and the factions of Islam that are after theocratic, Quran-based one religion kind of rule on the planet and in the United States. And Dr. Jasser, you're still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, thanks for hanging on. And also, Mark, would you punch Jabril back up? Jabril Huff is a spokesman for the Islamic Center of Charlotte and is on the telephone with us also. Jabril?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Thanks, both of you guys, for hanging on. Now, we've been listening to Dr. Jasser and talking with him since the top of the hour, and Jabril called in right before the news break. So, Jabril, I want to give you a minute to respond to some of the things Dr. Jasser has been saying about the North American Islamic Trust and the brotherhood with which your Islamic Center is affiliated, as we showed a couple of weeks ago, and about you and so forth. And then we'll go from there, and I have further questions for you both. But, Jabril, go ahead. Take a minute. What?
Well, I don't have a formal response to the Nate allegations as of yet. All I can say is the unindicted co-conspirator label is really an unfair label in a democratic society as we live in. If you're not guilty of anything, then you know what use is that label than to smear and fear and discredit you know, most of Muslims in America or their organizations they're loosely affiliated with. So I don't think this is a fair term to use. If someone is guilty of that, guilty of something, I'm all for charging that entity and letting them have their day in court. Outside of that, you know, what we're interested in as Muslims in America, we're not trying to establish Sharia law, enforce it on the rest of Americans. Like I said that night during the town hall, we're interested in maybe creating Sharia-friendly laws, albeit a interest-free loan with a bank, halal food bill, some non-discriminatory laws where women can wear the scarf in public places, things like this that would not infringe on your rights, Keith, or even Zudi's rights if he doesn't want to practice them, but it would allow Muslims to practice their religion more openly and freely. That's all we're working on, yes. And is that kind of political? Well, you know, that's how you get things done in this country, through the political process.
I don't know that I've ever heard the term not Sharia law, but Sharia-friendly law before.
Sharia law would be the law that governs for everyone. And that's why I say Sharia-friendly, because this would kind of govern the affairs or for Muslims, those who wanted to follow it.
All right, Dr. Jasser, tell me, is this Jabril Huff, moderate Muslim, or is this Jabril Huff in the useful idiot front for the Islamic Trust and the Brotherhood role? Who is this?
I'm sorry, it's still the latter, Keith. He is expecting his listeners not to know that Sharia is not only just about food, but Sharia also includes laws that if somebody leaves Islam, they should be punished, and blasphemy is forbidden against Islam if Muslims are a majority. And when you hear him speak and say, we want this collective, imagine somebody getting on the radio, Keith, and saying, we as Christians or we as Jews, speaking for the entire community. If this was happening in the Middle East, nobody would have the gumption to get up and speak for all Muslims when they're 99% of the population, and you'd see a debate between the secularists and the theocrats. And what's happening is that debate is shifting to where all of a sudden he speaks of the community or Muslims as one community and uses terms like unindicted co-conspirator to be some type of criminal label, when in fact all that did was it gave the court system the appropriate right to bring in organizations that work together to provide evidentiary assistance to the case, because they were linked. They've been linked from the time the MSA, the Muslim Student Association, hatched the Islamic Society of North America and hatched many organizations. And when you're doing a case against the Holy Land Foundation, and most of these terror financing came through fundraisers done in many of the mosques around this country, it is very appropriate for the legal system to list these people as witnesses and organizations that can provide evidence, because they share a common ideology. And again, Jabril is not countering the ideology of political Islam and the separatism that that brings with it.
Jabril?
Keith, like I said, Muslims in this country have a contract, you know, with America as citizens, like a marriage. So Sharia laws and the idea of practicing a Sharia-friendly law or practicing parts of Sharia is different in a non-Muslim country.
Does that contract change
in this country? If someone were to leave Islam, that law that he's talking about, that law cannot be implemented in no way.
But if
certain laws that cannot be implemented,
if it was a majority, and if you were having this conversation in Egypt, what would that constitution look like? It would look different, right? Would it have an establishment clause?
We are not in Egypt. We are in America.
You started the conversation by using the word monophic, which you called me basically a hypocrite, which is an interesting thing in Islam. Actually, the word means that I'm pretending to be Muslim when I'm not, which is actually pretty offensive. But let's put that aside.
Well, the way you spoke during the town hall meeting was pretty offensive. You tried to present yourself as some very conservative practicing Muslim, and then you went on to attack probably 98% of Muslims, not only in that audience, but throughout the world.
You think that
trying to say that God's law is
all right, Jabril, hang on. Let Dr. Jasser.
That's the misconception that you think that somehow 98% of Muslims want a Sharia law, when in fact it's truly only 30 to 40% of Muslims, and you drown out our voices because you think that just because if you look at the who came to the mic at the town hall, it was all the same people. Where were the activist women? Where were the truly moderate Muslims? And I'll tell you that if you want to talk hypocrisy and transparency, I think Americans need to hear Muslims say, you know what, regardless of whether we're a majority or minority, we will not do a 180 on what type of legal system we would want if we advocate this in America where we're a minority or in the Middle East. Because otherwise that is hypocrisy, to say that, well, I'll accept this system because I'm a minority, but boy, if we become in power, we would have a different system because we're a majority, and that's not democracy.
And Jabril, right here, I want to jump on this same point and clarify this, and then you can respond to it. You say that what Islam is after, political Islam that you're a part of here in the United States, is not the absolute Sharia law. You say this is not Egypt. You're not out to have laws that prohibit people from leaving Islam, for example. But the absolute point is that's only because Islam is in the minority here, and so it is not the absolute law. If you have the ability to be the majority and make these kinds of laws based out of a Sharia law, the law, and apply to everyone, you would do that. And I never hear you. There is nothing to contradict that notion.
No, I wouldn't. There is no compulsion in Islam. The bottom line is nobody can be forced to become a Muslim. That is Islam. That's the bottom line.
How does Dr. Jasser, how does that jive with your understanding of fundamental Islamic Sharia law?
I'm sorry. Yes, there is a sentence in the Quran that's correct. It says no compulsion. But that's why our organization at AIFdemocracy.org is based on the separation of mosque and state. The only way, Jabril, to reconcile the ideas that you're talking about, Sharia is not just about food and dress. It's about cutting off the hands of people that steal. That's still the law in Saudi Arabia. It's about hitting women with a stick that wear skirts that are too short, which is what happens in Iran. And I have yet to see any of the public pronouncements that you've made. Talk about repairing ourselves. Talk about Sharia, not in some type of utopian mindset that doesn't exist anywhere, but in the reality of when Sharia actually becomes part of government, it is a tool for some of the most ugly, barbaric laws on the planet, which I teach my children is not part of our faith. But I don't hear you teaching society that needs reform and actually needs an enlightenment process the same way the West went through it in the separation of church and state.
Now, I do agree that there are cases in so-called Muslim countries where Sharia law has been abused and perverted and taken to a place that does not reflect Islam.
What is a so-called Muslim country, Jabril? What's a so-called Muslim country?
Does that mean that Islam is outdated or God's law is outdated? No. It means that those people are outdated and they need to be put in place.
What's a so-called Muslim country? What country are you referring to?
Well, what I say, Keith, there's no true...
name a country. What's a so-called Muslim country that you're referring to?
It could be Pakistan. It could be Afghanistan. In some cases, Saudi Arabia, as far as the way...
Sure.
The laws are implicated as far as...
How are those not Muslim countries, and how are they not examples of that line being blurred when it becomes a majority of the population, and that population then has the ability to make Sharia law the actual extremist law of the land? That's exactly what exists in those countries.
People's culture has come into play, and like I said, perverted... Islamic law and what they can do and what they can't do, and it's really put a bad face on what Sharia is looking like.
Jabril, let me read you a story that's crossing over some wires this morning. Actually, yesterday, and I'm seeing it this morning. Custodian of U.S. mosques promotes slaying Americans. The custodian of most of the major mosques in America acts as a front for the radical Muslim Brotherhood in America and publishes and distributes Islamic literature that exhorts Muslims to, quote, kill any Westerners who get in the way of spreading Islam.
No political, this is in quotes, no political system or material power should put hindrances in the way of preaching Islam. If someone does this, then it is the duty of Islam to fight him until either he is killed or until he declares his submission, asserts an Islamic publication distributed by the North American Islamic Trust. And as you know, Jibril, we've established with documents, that's the same North American Islamic Trust that owns your Islamic Center of Charlotte.
Like I told you before, I can't speak for them. I can't speak for Nate or anything like that.
What do you mean, them? They are you. They own your facility.
They are not me. That's what you didn't understand from the past. And you're still trying to twist what I said before. They do not govern our day-to-day affairs in no way. In no way do they do that. They don't.
Let me bring it a little closer to home. That same opinion, which is an interpretation from our scripture, right? You bring it closer to home to North Carolina with the Jamaat al-Muslimin. I don't know if he's a friend of yours or not, but Imam Bedi Ali and your Islamic political party of America interacts with Jamaat al-Muslimin. In fact, your organization had an address at their convention in Baltimore in August 2008. Now, the Jamaat al-Muslimin said the following about the war in Afghanistan. They had a fatwa.
Okay, hold on. I'm not cutting you off, but I can't answer for Jamaat al-Muslimin, so don't...
You spoke at that.
Well, answer for what I read then, Jibril, from this story, which quotes materials from the North American Islamic Trust as saying that anyone who stands in the way of preaching Islam, it is the duty of Islam to fight him until either he is killed or until he declares his submission. Now, what you said was that that group doesn't control you, even though they own your facility. I don't hear you disavowing that statement or saying that the North American Islamic Trust has never said or endorsed or distributed any such statement.
I'm not even acknowledging that statement. That statement has nothing to do. Keith, would you like to come with me to my center and see if any of that literature is in our center?
This group,
yes,
owns your facility.
You know what a trust is.
Do you?
That's what they are, a trust.
Are you telling me that you do not ascribe to what is stated to be the declaration of the group that owns you?
No. What you just read, I do not subscribe to that.
Dr. Jasser, so am I supposed to feel comfortable about this then? Or?
Well, no, I wouldn't, because it's interesting how the question is, well, then what is a moderate Muslim? A moderate Muslim is somebody who doesn't just get up to microphones and complain, but is one that actually begins to publicly denounce the ideas that hijack our faith and have a political movement that advocates for violence. This Jamaat al-Muslimin that he keeps dismissing had a fatwa that said that Pakistani Muslims and all Muslims must support the war to protect the Taliban against American Zionist military intervention. And basically, there's all of this type of literature out there that says that it's a war against Islam, it's a war against Muslims. Jibril himself said that his loyalty was to Islam first and then to America. He said that at the Capitol prayer last year. So, you know, the issue is that unless he can publicly start to, you know, what you just read was from an old scripture that we as Muslims need to say, you know what, that's archaic, it's no longer relevant, and we need to reform that and start showing that we can exist and promote societies that have a constitution and a Bill of Rights, and not just say we have a contract because we gave an oath, but rather this is what we're promoting to our children as the best society above Islamic theocracy.
Jibril, what did you want to say about that statement that Dr. Jasser attributed to you?
What good follower of their religion is not who they are first? How many times have you heard a Christian say, I'm a Christian first? That doesn't mean that you're un-American or you deny your citizenship. That just means your loyalty first is to God. I think that is an idea, probably even the founding fathers.
Well, and that is certainly my own belief and view. But, Jibril, let me ask you this, and I have to take a break. You guys hang on. Jibril, do you consider me to be in any way hindering Islam?
I'm not sure what I consider you yet, Keith. So I don't think I don't put you in the same bag as I do some other talk show people, but I do think where you've gone in the past couple of weeks certainly hasn't been helpful in trying to say that we're supporting the terrorist organization, and I'm some kind of front because I don't say things that I don't mean.
I certainly wouldn't want to be viewed as a hindrance, Jabril, since your group, the North American Islamic Trust, is saying that anybody who's viewed as a hindrance should either be killed or fought until he declares his submission.
So, where Charlotte comes to talk.
I don't want to. All right. Dr. Zudi Jasser and Jabril Huff. A couple of more minutes coming up.
Rush Limbaugh at noon. Tara Servatius at 3. More Keith Larson coming up on Charlotte's News Talk 1110 WBT at 99.3 FM and WBT.com.
WBT Time Saver Traffic brought to you by Bojangles Famous Chicken and Biscuits, 7785 485 Independence Boulevard. No problems there blocking travel lanes to the south. Have an accident on Westinghouse Boulevard near South Tryon. Auric March Mania Sale. 4 great Auric products for one low price. Get the new Auric XL Silver Upright. Plus, get an Auric canister and carvac and the popular cordless iron. All only $399. March Mania Sale at Auric. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 10s during Charlotte's Morning News. Joe Larson, News Talk 1110, WBT Time Saver Traffic.
Money News at 25 and 55 during Charlotte's Morning News on News Talk 1110, WBT.
Here's what's going on News Talk 1110, WBT.
Hey, just think. If you had WBT, the applications on your BlackBerry, your iPhone, your iPod Touch, and all of that, then you could take me and Dr. Jasser and Jabril with you. If you weren't at your home or your car or your computer or whatever, you could have it right there, the live stream, the podcast, everything, right there on your phone and your, you know, cellular data networks. Go to WBT.com for all the links.
News Talk 1110, WBT, Charlotte, 99.3, WBT FM, Chester, at WBT.com. Keith Larson.
Okay, let me tell you where I am. Mark, would you punch the two of them back up? I have exactly 3 more minutes, and I have one thing to say to both gentlemen and Dr. Jasser. I hope we'll get to talk with you again. I appreciate your time this morning, and I appreciate you being here, Dr. Zudi Jasser and Jabril Huff from the Islamic Center of Charlotte. Jabril, thanks for calling in. Let me say this and give you guys each a moment. I can't know. Here's the dilemma. And I think this isn't just me in America today. But speaking just for me, I can't know for certain who to believe in this debate that gets gotten into over Islam, political Islam, radical Islam, wonderful Islam. I can't know independently who's right. I just can't, but I know this, that to believe you, Jabril, causes me to ignore my own BS meter. And that's just how all of this feels to me. And to believe people like you when they speak, Jabril, it causes me to not listen to my own BS radar.
This is Dr. Jasser. I think what's important for listeners to understand is that you don't need to believe only what we say. Believe in what we do. Go to our website and you'll see we've been in the past few years beginning to spread ideas that we think will de-radicalize, counter-radicalize, and begin a movement that will stop this problem. I mean, the issue is that people like Jabril and his handlers and others never give plans. They never give proposals of how to prevent the radicalization, the radicals that are coming out. And in 2009, there have been more cells broken up from within Muslim communities than ever since 9/11. And you never hear groups like Jabril's talking about what their solutions are. So I would tell people to go to our site, sign up for our email list, and see what a Muslim organization that is actually taking the responsibility to fix our own problems so that people will know there is a difference between the spiritual faith of Islam that we love and political Islam that's a global movement that does not like Western secular democracy.
Jabril, to believe you, I have to ignore my own gut.
Well, to get beyond the BS, Keith, I would invite you and to come out of the studio. Come visit us. Really spend some time with some actually practicing Muslims. Like you say, actual conservatives. come meet some actual Muslims, and I think you would be able to get beyond that. And how do you get to where I think Zudi was alluding to? Well, you don't get there by alienating most of the Muslim community, and we have worked hard to get our communities to work with our government, with our elected officials, with our interfaith organizations. Sometimes, yes, it is political and to have passed laws. You look in the past, what minority group hasn't worked with their elected officials to make life for them easier in America?
All right, I have to roll. We'll have more. Jabril Huff and Dr. Zudi Jasser, thanks to you both.
News Talk 1110, WBT.